Also coming up right now, we talk to Sean Usani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're talking about Heart Awareness Month right here on Wild Coast Radio. And Sean Usani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me, and good morning to our listeners.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for joining us today and talking about Heart Awareness Month, which is coming up in September. Hard to believe that we're at that time of the year again, but Heart Awareness Month is commemorated during September. Can you please tell our listeners more about the campaign and the importance of this drive?
We are now gearing towards Heart Awareness Month, which is commemorated every year in September. We mark the month of September as a Heart Awareness Month, where it is a time where we shine every spotlight on the heart health. So this month, you'll often see the color red symbolizing the picture of the importance of every heartbeat. So at the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we use this time to raise awareness about the heart disease, which continues to affect many people here and also around the world. So through education, our preventions campaign, we work with partners to promote healthier behaviors and also reduce the risk that are associated with cardiovascular disease. So this year, we are also shining a spotlight on the upcoming United Nations meeting on non-communicable diseases like our heart disease. The aim for this is to strengthen the global action as well as to ensure fair access to healthcare so that we can reduce the number of people that are being affected by non-communicable diseases. So this is a crucial moment for the future of heart health, both in South Africa as well as globally.
Right. And Heart Awareness Month culminates on World Heart Day. Can you please tell us when this is and what the highlight is of this day?
Yes, the month-long campaign will culminate in World Heart Day on September the 29th with the global theme, Don't Miss a Beat. This was developed by World Heart Federation and also the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa. It's a member of World Heart Federation. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, as well as World Heart Federation, we aim to create an agency that every heartbeat count, and also it requires initiative to improve heart health as well as improve access to life-saving care.
Okay. And then, Sean Usani, every year the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a different but related theme every week during Heart Awareness Month. What's the 2025 main theme and the weekly themes for Heart Awareness Month that we can look forward to?
This year, for the Heart Awareness Month, we want to highlight how cardiothoracic surgery plays a leading role in forming a critical part of the treatment regimen for heart defects, as well as the structural insufficiency of the heart. So the foundation will also highlight the policy framework on cardiovascular reduction, the prevention strategies, as well as treatment for cardiovascular disease this September. So as you have mentioned, over the next four-week period in September, we will be discussing key related themes under the following headings. So for week one, we'll be focusing on the burden of cardiovascular disease, where we will be highlighting the stats of people that are being affected by cardiovascular disease. On week two, we'll be focusing on cardiothoracic interventions. Week three, we'll be focusing on the role of multidisciplinary team before and after surgery. And lastly, on week four, we'll be focusing on the cumulative risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
And Sean Usani, what are some of the misconceptions about heart health, you know, that we're getting completely wrong?
There are a lot of misconceptions or misunderstanding when it comes to heart disease, which often lead to several common misconceptions. For example, many people believe that heart disease only affects elderly people, and it can also infect elderly people. But this is false, because heart disease can impact individuals of all ages, including young adults and children. Others think that it's a main problem, yet heart disease is the leading cause cause of death for both men and women, with women being more likely to die from it after menopause, as well as often experiencing different symptoms when we compare to men. Others, on the other side, they downplay the risk of high blood pressure or assume that a healthier diet alone can prevent heart disease. Additionally, some also believe that normal cholesterol levels, it also offer a complete protection against heart disease, while others also think that heart disease cannot be prevented. Others also think vitamin supplements can help mitigate the risk of cardiovascular disease, or quitting smoking doesn't have any beneficial benefit when it comes to heart health. But in reality, a comprehensive approach can mitigate or reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So this comprehensive approach, it includes a combined balanced diet, a regular exercising, not smoking, tobacco, vaping, having a stress management program that you're able to help you with stress, managing your stress, and also healthier habits. It's crucial for preventing and managing heart disease, as well as that if a person adopts this approach, they can be able to prevent heart disease. So by dispelling these concerns, individuals can take informed steps to reduce their risk of having heart disease, as well as to promote their overall well-being.
And Shonisani, on that, what message would the Heart and Stroke Foundation SA like to give to our listeners?
We would love to give a message that heart disease is still the leading cause of death and disability in South Africa and worldwide. But the good news is that most of this can be prevented. So things like smoking, poor diet, lack of exercise, even air pollution, it plays a critical role. So that's why it's important that people go for screening so that early detection can be done, because it's very important. And also it gives people the chance to take action before serious problems like blocked arteries or heart valve issues require surgery. So by making healthier choices early and sticking with them, we can avoid a lot of heart-related complications down the line. So as the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we also encourage everyone to know their risk, understand their family history, as well as to get help early. No matter who you are and where you live, you deserve access to care. So let's use this month to highlight the power of prevention and the hope for the future with your life lost to heart disease and stroke. So every health choice counts, and together we can make a health difference.
And definitely prevention being better than cure. And on that note, how can people get involved in promoting heart health awareness in their communities?
So people can get involved in promoting heart health awareness in their community by volunteering with organizations like ours, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa. They can organize or participate in community events such as health screening assessment, walks or run, or even sharing heart health information through social media as well as local networks. They can also support initiatives that promote physical activity, healthy eating, stress management, while also advocating for policies that support overall heart health. So by also partnering with local schools, workplaces, and community groups, individuals can also help educate others about heart health, disease prevention, management, ultimately contributing to a healthier community and also supporting those that are affected by heart disease. People can also make a meaningful impact by donating to the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa. They can go to our website where they can find a tab to donate. So this contribution will support the vital initiatives such as health risk assessment, community health talk, and advocacy work that we do, ultimately reducing the number of people that are affected by heart disease and stroke in South Africa.
Right. And Shonisani, last question is, where can listeners get more information about Heart Awareness Month and the upcoming campaigns?
So listeners can go to our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also follow us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And if they need to speak to one of us, they can contact us on our head office, 021-422-1586.
Great. And of course, the Heart and Stroke Foundation also has a lot of other resource material to help you along your way with recipes and healthy eating tips and all sorts of things.
Yes, we do have. They can go to our website. Thank you so much for highlighting that.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's actually such a nice website and lots of stuff on there as well. But Shona Sani, thank you very much. And I suppose as you gear up for Heart Awareness Month, we'll be chatting about different aspects of it during September.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Yes, I am looking forward to September.
Great. Thanks, Shona Sani. Cheerio then. That's Shona Sani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She's the nutrition leader chatting to us today about Heart Awareness Month, which kicks off in September, which